This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 723, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Treaties rock.
Every August, the Dog Days of Podcasting event challenges podcasters to create a new show every single day of the month.
Or at least as many days as they can.
Comedy Forecast has been a participant virtually every year since the challenge began. During last year's event, we looked at one odd news story each day.
And we're doing it again this year. Be sure to subscribe, so you never miss an episode.
And, to hear all the content being created by everyone participating in this year's event, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you.
Oh, hi there. Clinton here. And here is today's odd news story. Since the dawn of civilization, people have defended their homes, their tribes, and eventually the borders of their countries. Wars have been waged, harsh words spoken, and even the occasional finger has been wagged in a very impolite way. Manners, people, come on, we're not animals. But recently, one farmer overturned that apple cart of history by single-handedly changing the internationally recognized border between two nations. And they did it without firing a single shot, or even having a clue what they were doing. While tending to their fields, a Belgian farmer moved a 330-pound stone out of the path of their tractor, presumably using the tractor to accomplish this task. I mean, unless there's some superhero aspect of this story that I missed. Anyway, the farmer moved the stone 7.5 feet and then went about the business of tending their crops. What crops? I don't know. Let's say pretzels. And not the tiny ones. The big honkin' size of your head pretzels. Yeah, the key is salting them at just the right time. Because if it rains, all your work gets washed away. But let's dog-ear that for now. What the farmer couldn't have known is that there was a roaming band of historians out and about in the area. Side note, if you ever run into a wild pack of historians, don't run. They smell fear. Ask them to explain the transition between the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. While they're busy arguing the finer points of traditional beliefs that it stems from the rise of humanism versus the modern opinion that the term is a meaningless delineation, you can slip away. On this particular day, the historians were studying stones that are used to mark the 620-kilometer border between Belgium and France. These massive markers were put into place under the 1820 Treaty of Kortrijk after Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo in 1815. All was going well, until they discovered, to their horror, that one of the stones had been moved 7.5 feet into what was, up until that moment, Beaujolais-sur-Roc, France. In the farmer's desire to speed the process of tilling their pretzel fields, the Belgian had unwittingly moved a section of the Franco-Belgian border by 2.3 meters. When Mayor David Leveau of Ercoulines, Belgium, was notified about the incident, he said, "Belgium and our municipality are enlarged. The French don't agree, obviously." We're not exactly sure how many troops were dispatched to the area, or how many calls the mayor received from the United Nations, NATO, and Rand McNally, but Laveau added, "Gonna have to put things back in place." Laveau said the farmer will not face any legal consequences if they return the stone to its original position. However, the farmer may be considering another option. If enough of the stones rest on his property, it might be possible to place the rocks in a circle, forming the new independent nation of Pretzelvania! But for now, that's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
Episode contents, including story and music, by Clinton Alvord. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.